Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Moth to a Flame by Ashley Antoinette. This book is read by Nicole Small.
Phase 1. Prologue.
Raven sped through the city streets with her best friend Nikki in the passenger seat. She kept checking her rearview mirror to make sure that no one was following her. "I have to get out of here before he finds out I'm gone," she said desperately as she made her way across town, trying to get to Mazan's last trap house. Robbing him blind had been her only option. She had nowhere to go, and she had no choice but to leave. He grew more violent as each day passed, and she could not take it anymore. She was forced to take the money and leave. If she didn't, he would eventually kill her. So far, she had $100,000 in her possession. But she had one more stop to make. She had collected from all of Mazan's stash spots except for this last one. She knew that this dope spot usually made more money than the rest of them combined, so there was no way that she was leaving town without hitting that safe. After everything that he had put her through, she felt like she deserved every cent that she was taking. When she finally pulled up to the small yellow house, she turned to Nikki. "I'll be right back. If I'm not out in 10 minutes, you pull off." She looked in the back seat at her newborn baby boy, who was sleeping soundly on the seat. "If anything goes wrong, you take him to the bridge at Mott Park. Ethic will be waiting. He'll take care of him," Raven stated urgently. She lowered her head and pulled a pink envelope out of her purse. "If something happens to me, make sure that Ethic gets this." Nikki shook her head and then hugged her.